Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Chris Nichols. Happy birthday, Dennis Mangers. One of Sacramento's busiest community boosters is turning 85. And the community is coming together tonight to celebrate his work and legacy with a concert. And naturally, the proceeds will benefit arts education. The Dennis Mangers Fund for Young Performing Artists aims to support promising young performing artists in El Dorado, Placer, Sacramento, and Yolo counties. It supports youth training for nonprofits whose mission is to advance the performing arts. We're going to learn more about the fund and who supports it from Dennis Mangers himself. He joins us today along with singer and actress Bella Coppola and Jacob Gutierrez Montoya, Director of Development and Community Partnerships at the Sophia, where tonight's benefit concert is taking place. Dennis, Bella, Jacob, welcome to Insight.
Hello, good morning.
Thanks for having us.
Good to be here.
Well, Dennis, let's start with you. Tonight's concert is all about raising money for an art fund set up in your name. What do you hope this scholarship will do for young people in our community?
Well, I've had the opportunity the last number of years to watch exactly what it can do for kids. When I was a youngster, my high school choral director called my parents and told them that he thought I could benefit from private lessons. My dad quickly said, well, our objective right now is to feed him. We were pretty poor and couldn't afford lessons, so I vowed that someday, if I ever got to the point that I could help, I'd set up an opportunity. So I set up this fund at the Sacramento Region Community Foundation, and for the last several years, it's been providing money to nonprofits that train kids in dance, art, theater, instrumental music, whatever. And if their parents can't afford to pay the tuition for the training program, then our fund pays. But I'm really delighted tonight to be actually sharing the proceeds of the benefit with the children's theater programs at the B Street Theater. If you've ever seen the look of joy on the faces of kids being in a beautiful theater for their first ever live play, it's well worth the effort to help fund it.
Can be such a pivotal, instrumental moment in a young person's life to experience that.
It was for me, and it's what drove this lifelong devotion to the arts in every form.
Well, Bella, why don't you tell us a little bit about your experience growing up in the art scene here in Sacramento? When did you first start to dream about starring on Broadway? Mm-hmm.
I did my first show when I was like 5 or 6. I did Seussical the Musical with River City Theater Company. And I feel like I just immediately got bitten by the theater bug. I mean, I just loved it and I never stopped. And I think as I grew up, I just wanted to do more and more. I studied at the School of Sacramento Ballet. I did Sacramento Theater Company. I started taking voice lessons. I went to St. Francis. I just got really excited about it and knew I wanted to pursue it seriously. And so I'm really excited to be performing in this concert tonight because Dennis's fund actually directly helped me when I was at Sacramento Theater Company. And theater gets really expensive the more that you want to do it because there's dance lessons, voice lessons, acting, wanting to do shows. There's just so much involved. And so it's really helpful when you have someone like Dennis who is supporting arts education and people that are interested in, you know, helping you with scholarships and stuff. I don't think I would have been able to get to New York and do what I wanted to do without people like him. So it's really cool to come back and be in this concert and, you know, thank him in this way.
That's really neat. I mean, you can have the drive and the talent, but you also need that support and that opportunity. Yeah. It sounds like that's what we're talking about here today is the opportunity that this fund allows for. Well, Jacob, I want to bring you into the conversation. Bella was a student of yours. What's it like to see her succeed on such a large stage?
I mean, it's thrilling. 100% a proud moment for Sacramento. I actually went and got to see her in Six last year, and it was on her closing night of Six. It was very, very special. But yeah, I remember little Bella coming into class for a Sacramento Theater Company at 8 a.m. on Saturday mornings and us just making magic as a group and people showing up because they, again, caught the bug and loved it. So it's really, really exciting. I'm really proud of her. And I think it's really just a testament to who she is and the support that has surrounded her, too.
And that's how it starts, is those early and late rehearsals yeah. and mm-hmm. just being dedicated and devoted. So Jacob, tell us more about the importance. Why should our community support arts education?
Well, I think the most obvious thing is that I think that people that show up to the arts understand literacy better, they understand community better, they understand, I think, more about the world. And at B Street Theater, our children's, our family series really is a vessel for that. We see 50,000 students come through our buildings every single year that are being introduced to theater and introduced to worldviews, seeing people like them on stage. It's truly just a vessel to better understanding, better communication, and hopefully if you come to see the show tonight, you'll learn even more about the different things that we do here, what Dennis Makers' Fund helps produce in our Sacramento area. We're very, very fortunate to be arts all the time.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. Are there a couple of specific programs you can tell us about that have benefited from the Dennis Makers Fund?
I mean, absolutely. Our family series is definitely one of those programs. And I think that the funding for that does help us with Title I school funding, helps get buses of kids to our institution. And I think that kind of funding is just instrumental and life-changing for so many. So we're very, very grateful for that support.
Okay. So, Dennis, let's talk a little bit about tonight's benefit concert. What can people expect? Who will be performing?
Well, one of the big things they can expect is the local girl makes good, Bella Coppola, is going to be singing. And it was the whole purpose of my fund. It's like she being there completes the circle. We invest in the training of young people who have aspirations to be in the arts, and they come back to Sacramento a Broadway star and willing to share their talent with the other performers tonight on behalf of kids just like she was. And so we're very excited about that. And then we have, of course, Carrie Hennessy, Omari Tau, and others from the Rogue Opera Company, a number of singers that I've noted throughout the years. And we're also having a pas de deux from Sacramento Ballet, the pas de deux from Swan Lake. Jennifer Reason, here from Capital Radio, will be a pianist collaborator and will solo herself. So it's a blend of, as I said, the Broadway talent that Bella brings to the event, and a lot of our local talent, a few very young people, and Jacob's bringing a young ballet or dancer company that will also show what young people are up to these days. But mostly what we're trying to showcase tonight is that there's not much point in making an investment in the arts and culture of Sacramento unless you're building the farm team that's going to come and perform in our Safe Credit Union Performing Arts Center and B Street and others. We need a bench, and we're training kids to be that bench for the future.
Well, Bella, your name was brought up there as part of this event. I think people would love to hear sort of the process for you, especially, you know, you played, I understand, Chloe in Smash the Musical, which was based on a television show with the same name. Can you walk people through the process of what it was like for you to originate a role that would end up on Broadway?
It was my absolute dream come true. I mean, there's nothing better than getting to create your own role and everything that comes with that. It was so amazing getting to work with the team that I got to work with. I mean, Susan Stroman is like a Broadway legend director. Mark Shaman and Scott Whitman, who wrote the score, they also have written like incredible scores on Broadway. And so getting to work with those people and the cast and getting to learn from such incredible actors was so inspiring. And then getting to create my own role and getting to do the cast album and getting to do the opening night traditions with the legacy robe and, you know, like, I remember Stro is what we call her, Susan Stroman, Stro. She was like, no one go on your phones, like, after opening night. Like, don't look at reviews. Like, just enjoy the night. And then I remember that night going up to the producers and saying, like, thank you. And then they were like, the Times is out. We're a critic's pick. Like, and everyone, and then the party just, like, you know, it was a really fun moment that just felt like really Broadway. And so it's really incredible, and I feel so grateful that, you know, it all started here. The training all started here and the passion all started here and getting to actually live that life in New York. I hope I hope can inspire some kids tonight, knowing that, like, this is a real profession. You know, you can actually have a job in the arts. You can make money in the arts. I live by myself in New York City. Like, I hope that that can inspire some of these kids, because you can totally do it. It's possible.
Well, I think you're sending out that inspiration right now. It sounds to me like, I mean, you've mentioned a lot of the individuals that supported you. I'm wondering if young people are listening to this and they want to pursue a career in theater, what additional advice would you have for them?
Definitely. I always tell people, if there's a mentor in their life that really believes in them, to like hold on to them. You know, Jacob was definitely one of those people for me. He made me love dancing in a way that I didn't always love. He made it like fun for me, which is great. Another mentor from Sacramento is Sam Schieber. He's my voice teacher, who I'm still close to this day. He believed in me from the start. Like, in high school, I started taking lessons with him, and we are still close. He comes to see all my shows in New York. He actually, before Smash, because I sang this big song that was challenging, he like flew out before rehearsals even started just to help me, which is so kind. So I definitely would say to young kids, if you have teachers like that in your life, people that really believe in you and believe in what you can do, to hang on to them, because there can be moments of doubt and there can be moments of struggle and no's, so many no's. But it's important to have those people that keep uplifting you to keep going.
Yeah, it's definitely not a process that you do alone, and mm-hmm. you can go pretty far if you work with others.
Yeah.
Well, Dennis, back to you. How does it feel to see people on a national stage that you know that got their start right here in Northern California? They probably had some help, of course, from you, too. How does that make you feel when you see that happen?
Well, you can only imagine how good it makes me feel. I've had the opportunity to be chair of the board of our ballet and our Broadway series here. And I've actually attended auditions when Glenn Casale and Scott Clear and others are going back to New York to audition people for our Music Circus series here. And I've seen how many who started here and then got to New York are brought back for summer stock here. And you get a chance to see them when they're very young. One of the people from NorCal, for instance, I watched in a program we helped fund, Lion King Jr. He went on to become one of the major dancers in New York Broadway shows right now. So, and there are many examples of that. So I had the great honor of being the arts advisor to the former Mayor Steinberg for a number of years, and I made the point, you need, as mayor of this city, if you want to become the cultural hub of a great region, you need to be devoted to arts education. No point in building buildings and establishing programs like this if we don't have young people that want to do the work. So our fund also supports back of the stage. If you're interested in lighting, design, wigs, whatever, our fund will also support training in those kind of non-performing roles as well. So it's very exciting to be just a small cog in what's turning out to be a very impactful opportunity.
And Jacob, I'll give you the last word here. We've just got a minute or two left. Anything else you would say about either the arts here in Sacramento or tonight's event and how special and important it is?
Yeah, I think that the arts in Sacramento are still growing and still thriving. There's so many places to support. So much great art is happening. And so I think I encourage the audience, the patrons, to continue to do that support, continue to go see a show, choose a live theater over a movie. You know, I think that's always the aim. And then tonight is going to be just lovely. There's so many incredible performers, all for a good cause. There are still some tickets left at our general seating, so people can still get those online or show up. The show's at 7:30, but it's going to be a very powerful night of people coming together to share their support for arts and arts education. So we're thrilled to have it at the Sophia, home of the B Street Theater.
And tell us the website or the best way people could get tickets.
bstreettheater.org is the best way.
Very good.
Absolutely.
So still a few left.
Just a few, yeah.
That is good to hear. Well, I want to thank all of you, Dennis, Bella, and Jacob. Thank you so much for being here, for telling us more about the arts here in Sacramento.
It's our pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Dennis Mangers, Bella Coppola, and Jacob Gutierrez Montoya discussing arts in the Sacramento region and highlighting plans for a benefit concert here tonight at the Sophia. That's Insight for today. Learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producer Sarit Leshinsky, Jen Picard, and Ruth Finch. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. And I'm Chris Nichols, in for Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.